Urban Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, May 21st, 2013. Getting into the week here, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Just a reminder, next Monday, May 28th, Richard Mack will be rejoining us to talk about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers of America's 2013 convention, trying to rally support for all those members of law enforcement who are still on the side of the Bill of Rights. And it's very important we get out there and show those people who are supporting the Bill of Rights that we stand with them on that. Obviously, the big news today, horrible tragedy over there in Oklahoma. Major tornadoes have just ripped up the place. There's another tornado warning in place for today. It's a very, very rough situation, of course, because of the unique geology and topography of the North American continent. We get more tornadoes than anybody else. It's called Tornado Alley. And they are quite spectacular. I remember many, many years ago when I was consulting for an animation company in Omaha, Nebraska. A whole bunch of tornadoes came through, and we hopped in the car and we went off tornado chasing. And this was before it was considered scientific and high tech. And in fact, it was rather viewed as an extraordinarily stupid thing to do, but we went off and did it anyway. All righty. So basically, interesting story, and this came out of From the Trenches World Report, talking about this Democratic senator from Rhode Island, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, basically saying the tornadoes are all caused by human-caused global warming, and anybody who denies it are just extremists. And they're the reason this tornado destroyed Oklahoma, because they did not allow the government to act decisively to curb global warming. And he's out there basically banging this for anything he can get for his agenda. And that's how politicians think. Whatever happens, the first thought in their head, how can I use this to push my agenda? My comment on this is that we should really demand politicians know something about science before they open their mouths and start spending the taxpayers' money. What causes storms is not heat, but a temperature differential. Someplace hot, someplace cold. You can get severe storms by cooling the upper atmosphere just as much as by warming the ground. And the proof is in the outer gas giant planets of the solar system, which have violent storms the size of our entire planet, but are hundreds of degrees below zero. We know Arctic air right now is colder from the very long winter we just had, from the snow still falling across North America, as you listen to these words, and by those explorers who just recently succeeded in driving from Russia to Canada across the North Pole, thereby putting an end to this myth of the ice-free Arctic that we see the carbon Nazis waving around here. So these severe tornadoes are caused by that intense cold Arctic air flowing south, pushed to the east by the Rockies, hitting the warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico. And from all the emails and articles I'm seeing out there, everybody's out there saying, oh, the tornadoes are caused by lack of funding, they're caused by this. It's God's wrath against sinners. It's God's wrath to punish the gays and those who tolerate them. It's God's wrath for not supporting Israel enough. It's God's wrath for not attacking Syria, Iran, Russia, China, or Utah. And so the reasons you're just piling on up there, everybody's trying to basically exploit this terrible tragedy for their own particular political gain, and it's rather shameful. But obviously our sympathies and our concerns go out to all those people who live in Tornado Alley, and hopefully they are suitably prepared to survive these things with the appropriate storm cellars and everything. But it is nature's wrath, and it's just a reminder that for all the claims of environmental control and the rest of it, We still lack the technology to actually do anything about what's going on in the natural world. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm sure there's one person who's just absolutely delighted about all these tornadoes hitting Oklahoma, and that, of course, would be Barack Obama, because the corporate media has been lured away from Triplegate. But I'm not the corporate media, so we're going to be talking about that in depth again today here. There is a story coming out of PJMedia.com on how there are more Benghazi whistleblowers surfacing with information that is damaging to Clinton and Obama, not necessarily about what happened during the attack, but why that consulate was there and what it was doing. And we've heard these allegations before of weapons transfers from Libya into the Syrian rebels. So there was a little bit of gun running going underneath their diplomatic immunity. And, of course, I'm still of the opinion that the Benghazi consulate attack was intended to be a public relations stunt to allow Obama to look presidential and heroic, because he wasn't getting any traction off of that We Got Bin Laden hoax. And it went out of control, disastrously out of control. Now, a lot of people are looking at Benghazi and its ramifications, and they're looking at Susan Rice, who has ambitions of being the national security advisor. And she had tried to get in last November, but she was basically blocked from the position because she made some comments about Benghazi on Sunday talk shows that turned out to be outright lies. And now that Benghazi is returning to the media spotlight, those lies are going to come back to haunt her. And so her ambitions to be the national security advisor once again may be derailed. Now, we are hearing that, and this gets into the Department of Justice spy scandal, we're hearing that phone companies like Verizon and Google did, in fact, on request from the Department of Justice, surrender all records they had for their clients and users who were members of the corporate media. So this is already spreading way beyond Associated Press. We already know Fox was being investigated. We may presume safely the independent media is being investigated. And a lot of people are saying, you know, the corporate media, you know, after decades of serving as government lapdog propagandists, they're getting their just desserts because there is no loyalty in the higher levels of government. They will treat you nice when you are useful, and when you're no longer useful, or they think maybe you're straying off the reservation, they will come after you, and that's exactly what happened here. Now, the bigger story behind the AP spying scandal is that for all this talk about transparent administration, President Barack Obama has gone after whistleblowers more viciously than Bush, Nixon, or any other president in U.S. history. In fact, the Obama administration has prosecuted more whistleblowers than every other president in U.S. history combined. And the government is going out of its way to smear whistleblowers and harass honest analysts. That would be us here at Republic Broadcasting. Even high-level government employees are in danger. The NSA, the head of the NSA spying program, William Binney, after he went public saying that, yeah, the U.S. is spying on everyone living in the United States and storing the data. And the feds went after him, trying to shut him up. Now, the big news that we're coming out of the independent media today is that antiwar.com is suing the FBI. The ACLU has filed a lawsuit against the FBI demanding the receipt of records in their possession regarding surveillance of antiwar.com and its key editorial personnel. Now, the documents are known to exist because of a third-party Freedom of Information Act request, which was subsequently made public online. And so now they're going to mount a lawsuit to find out exactly who the FBI has been spying on in the independent media, and should it go to a class-action lawsuit, I intend to join in. And I'm going to presume there is a huge, gigantic file over at the FBI regarding me and my online activity for the last 20 years. Speaking of the FBI, this is a story that's just now breaking over at Hackers News Bulletin. We all know about distributed denial of service attacks. Our server gets hit with them on a pretty much regular basis. And there are DDoS for hire websites online where if you want somebody's server attacked, you will send this website money through various cutouts and whatever, and they will go on out and with their network of compromised machines, they'll mount a DDoS for hire attack on somebody that you don't like. It turns out one of these DDoS for hire websites, ragebooter.net, has been exposed as being owned and operated by the FBI. So the FBI has its own hacker squad to go out and attack servers that are putting out information the FBI doesn't think you, the American people, should have. What does this have to do with law enforcement? Fighting crime, finding murderers or kidnappers or anybody who crosses state lines, which is when the FBI's jurisdiction comes in. This is right out of COINTELPRO again. The sabotage of legitimate dissent and protected free speech in this country by the FBI paid for by your tax dollars. Now, getting onto IRS gate, it's rapidly closing in on Obama himself. Remember saying the question, the Nixon-era question, what did the president know and when did he know it? And coming out of Newsmax, the latest spin coming out of the White House is that, yeah, most of the White House senior staff knew this IRS targeting was going on, but they didn't bother telling the president. That's the new spin out there. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough and other senior presidential advisors knew in late April that this report from the IG was going to find out the IRS was targeting conservative political groups and activists. And their excuse now is, yeah, we knew, but, you know, we didn't tell Obama, and that's why he could safely say he only learned about it a week ago when it broke on the public news. Does anybody here believe that? That Obama's own staff knew this egregious violation of civil rights was taking place, this abusive use of IRS authority, this Nixonian scandal. These are insiders. They should, if they don't, remember that misuse of the IRS in this way was an article of impeachment against Richard Nixon, but they didn't feel it was important enough to mention to Barack Obama. And if you buy that one, I have some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. Judge Napolitano puts it right out there. If Obama knew and allowed the IRS harassment before last year's election, that is an impeachable offense. I don't think our Congress will summon the spine to do it. I would love to see Obama impeached and removed from office. But again, even if Obama is impeached and removed from office, it doesn't fundamentally change what's going on in this country, because what's going on in this country all tracks back to that private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. But if impeachment happens, I will definitely get out the popcorn and watch the hearings and the trial with a great deal of glee. Now, apparently, things are so paranoid over in the government. ABC News tried to send reporters into the Cincinnati Internal Revenue Service office, which is where this most of this harassment of conservative political groups was taking place. They're still trying to dump it on these rogue operatives. According to ABC, the reporters were escorted through the IRS building with an armed uniformed police officer with the Federal Protective Service in order to make sure the ABC reporters were not able to talk to anybody at the IRS. Apparently, an employee in Ohio said staffers have been threatened with their jobs if they are caught talking to the media. So they're very much afraid of this coming back. Now, here's an interesting little aspect of this, and I brought this up when this scandal first broke last week. I was saying the IRS is intentionally targeting political enemies of the president. And we know it started exactly one day after the president met with the head of the IRS Workers Union, who is also anti-Tea Party. And I posed the question, if they are targeting and harassing and fining and levying against Obama's political enemies, are they cutting his friends some slack? And apparently, going back to August 13th of last year, an article in the American Free Press said that Obama was expressing concern about high-level criminal investigations against American citizens who were hiding their money in Israel in violation of U.S. tax laws. They've gone after all these other countries like Sweden and Switzerland and telling the bankers, you got to tell us Americans have money here. But back in August of 2012, apparently it became known that wealthy American citizens are hiding their money in Israel to avoid taxes. And Obama said, oh, there would be political repercussions. We can't do this. So, yeah, along with harassment of his enemies are little favors and nudges on behalf of his friends. And again, that quote from Obama that we talked about just yesterday, where he was saying, we are going to punish our enemies and help our friends. And that is not what the president is supposed to be doing. For one thing, it is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. And that Equal Protection Clause is in the Constitution to prohibit any politician from using their power of office to help their friends and punish their enemies. It's not supposed to happen. This is not what America is about. And you should be very angry. More about that when we come back.
We'll be right back. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell and shrink.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Triplegate and the Tea Party groups, along with their lawsuits they are mounting against the Internal Revenue Service. They're planning a major IRS protest in Atlanta over the targeting of conservative groups during the 2010 and 2012 elections. And apparently, this is happening today. And there are multiple protests at multiple locations in Cincinnati. And in Atlanta, I guess the event has already come and gone. I'm a little sorry I didn't have this in announcement earlier today. I would have, yesterday, and I would have told you, join in, because now's the time to get out there. Remember that movie Network and the character Howard Beale, who went crazy on the air, and he says, I'm not going to lie to you anymore. Things aren't great. Things are terrible, and I don't even really know how to fix it. But I know the first thing you have to do is you have to get angry. You have to allow that rage to surface. That anger and rage, it's a survival mechanism. It didn't just happen. You evolved to feel anger and rage at those who will attack you and exploit you and use you. And I know there's all this thing about hate management, and hate is bad, and anger management, and anger is bad, and all the rest of that stuff. Well, screw anger management. I am pissed off, and you should be too. Now is the time to get angry at what has been done to our nation by these money junkies. This is an abuse of power. It is completely unconstitutional. And no way did the IRS do this without orders from the top. And as we mentioned yesterday, there's been another whistleblower to come forward inside the IRS saying all of this came from the top. And we have that smoking gun from the White House visitors' logs that this harassment of the Tea Party began one day after a meeting between the President of the United States of America and the head of the IRS Workers Union. Now, yesterday I was talking about Blackbeard the Pirate and how just changing Blackbeard's crew won't stop the plundering of the people. And I'm not the only one who had that idea over at the LoneStarWatchdog.com website. And by the way, they appear to have fixed the problem that was plaguing their server recently that was putting out harmless garbage data. And they have an article, Beware of the Fair Tax Scam Solution, while they call for an end to the IRS. And they're saying basically exactly the same thing. If you swap the federal income tax, which we all know is illegal and unconstitutional anyway, for this fair tax, it doesn't solve the problem. They're still taking money from you. They're taking wealth from you to prop up this private central bank Ponzi scheme just a little bit longer. Now, this country survived and grew prosperous for more than 100 years without such a thing as a personal income tax. We've had 100 years of the personal income tax and private central banking, and our nation is drowning in trillions and trillions of dollars of unpayable debt. It's unpayable because the money to pay that debt doesn't exist and never did. We have gone from being the world's richest nation to the world's most debt-crippled nation, all because of private central banking. Now, to add to Obama's woes, and we did mention this last week, Congress is now going to hold hearings into the EPA scandal because the EPA was caught abusing its authority and violating the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution to give favorable treatment to liberal global warming environmental authority groups while attempting to hinder or punish anybody who challenged the orthodox dogma of human-caused global warming. And that is another indication of tyranny. They don't want to hear the facts and the arguments. They just want you to do as you're told. You will pay your carbon taxes. You will submit to a global environmental authority. You will accept a lower standard of living so the rich can have that much more. Now, a little footnote to all of this. Apparently, earlier today, a federal appeals court ruled the U.S. government was correct to classify all the photos supposedly of Osama bin Laden taken after his death, and the government does not need to release them. Too late. They leaked a bunch of them onto the web. They were exposed as frauds, and now that's why they're trying to say, oh, we can never show the photos of the dead bin Laden, because they don't have any photos of the real dead Osama bin Laden. He died and was buried in 2001. That whole we got bin Laden was a fraud, a public relations stunt that cratered, just like Benghazi. And again, if you go to the top of whatreallyhappened.com, up in the little sub-menu at the very, very top, there's a link, a gallery of fake dead bin Ladens. You can take a look at the fake photos and how easy it was to expose them. But the dead giveaway for all of this is that photo the White House released of Obama and Biden and Clinton all in the White House Situation Room just monitoring the situation. And if you look at the laptops on the table, not one of them is actually turned on. It's all staged. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the crow. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Over at WorldNet Daily, they have had their polling affiliate run a telephone poll across America, and the results basically came out that roughly 50% of the respondents want Obama impeached. The surprise is 25% of the Democrats they called wanted him impeached. And so Obama's political glow is rapidly failing because of Triplegate. And with the EPA scandal on top of that, it's now turning into Quadgate. But Triplegate sounds cooler, so I want to stick with that one here. Now, last week when this stuff was all starting to break, I commented on the obvious disparity between the coverage given to Triplegate among the various corporate news outlets. Obviously, Fox News was giving this a lot of coverage. They were just wallowing in their "see, I told you so" moment. And CNN and MSNBC were kind of like putting it on the bottom scroll, and they were off talking about Jody Arias and everything else. And the numbers are in. And Fox News ratings have gone up significantly since last week, and MSNBC just hit a 7-year low. They had their least watched and lowest rated total day results of the year this last week. And this is a reminder to everybody in the media, both corporate and independent. The public will go where they can find the information they need, not just sit passively accepting calming government and corporate platitudes. So we're seeing Fox News ratings climb, and CNN and MSNBC are taking a hit for trying to gloss this over. And we're seeing a lot of ego involved here. I'm sure that Obama's calling all the corporate media and threatening them or calling in chips or saying whatever else it's going to take to get them to try and make this story go away. But when it comes down to the ratings and loss of advertising revenue, the corporate media is going to realize they have to start reporting these things. Because it's already in the independent media. They can't pretend it's not an issue. Now, interestingly enough, this was reported over at Conscious Life News. CBS anchor Scott Pelley was giving a speech at Quinnipiac University saying that journalists, meaning the corporate professional journalists, are getting the big stories wrong over and over again. He's saying these have been a bad few months for journalism. We're getting the big stories wrong. Well, it's been a bad few years for journalism, and it isn't that they're getting the big stories wrong. They're lying. The corporate media has been helping the U.S. government lie to the American people, and now it's catching up with them. It's been catching up with them for a while. Total viewership of the corporate news has been going downhill steadily. They're coming over here to the independent media. Big city newspapers are shrinking. They're cutting staffs left and right. Even ESPN is having to cut their staff back. So we know the corporate media has been hand in glove with a lot of the lies you've been told. The attack on the USS Liberty was just an accident. Arabs did 9/11. USS Maine was sunk by a Spanish mine. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. That was the big one that woke up America and made them realize they're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. So the big question to the corporate media is whether you will understand and upset and accept that your audience and your ad revenues are going to shrink in direct proportion to how many corporate and government lies you put on the air. It is that stark. It is that obvious. It is that direct. The corporate media still has a chance to save itself and return to profitability by doing its traditional job of reporting on government wrongdoing to the people of the United States of America. And were they to resume that role, nobody would be happier about it than me. I could quit doing this and go back to being a roadie for Claire and her music. The reality is that we used to have laws in this country that protected a diversity of opinion. No one company was allowed to own all the media in an entire city, let alone the entire country. Today, all of the corporate media in the United States is owned and controlled by just six media conglomerates. Used to be illegal. Congress waived the rules. They made a bargain going all the way back to Operation Desert Storm. They went to the corporate media and said, embed your reporters with our troops, we'll tell you what to report, and in exchange, we'll release the shackles so you can start buying up your smaller competitors and form giant media conglomerates. And the corporate media sold their soul in exchange for that. And then, of course, going into Iraq in 2003, the deal was repeated. And that is why we have a corporate media that's under the control of a very, very few individuals, most of whom have political and corporate ties that compromise and control what it is you're allowed to see and hear. Now, getting over into the war zones, and I stress the plural, apparently Syria and Israel are exchanging fire across the Golan Heights. The Syrian army claims to have destroyed an Israeli military vehicle with everyone in it. Israel is still denying it, obviously given Israel's lies about, well, the Levant affair and the USS Liberty and all the rest of it, I'm going to give Syria the benefit of the doubt here. But the important point is that we need to be realizing between the bombing strikes and this incursion into Syria by Israeli forces, and remember, Fox News ran a video the other day showing Israeli forces returning from some operation inside Syria And so Israel has already invaded Syria. There may be no formal announcement of a war, but Israel is conducting war against Syria. Airstrikes and troops on the ground. And so however this unfolds in the coming weeks, we need to remember, once again, Israel has started this. Israel has provoked it. Your kids are going to be ordered to finish the job. And how many times have we seen this where Israel starts a war that the United States is then required to step in and finish and clean up that mess? Far too many times. Meanwhile, Syria is aiming missiles with half-ton warheads at Tel Aviv. They have these missiles with 1,100-pound warheads set to attack Tel Aviv. Assad is sending a warning. If Israel continues any more attacks into Syria, they're going to strike back. Now, this is, of course, what Israel and the United States want, because they're going to say, oh, Assad is firing missiles at Israel. We must go in and smash them. But as I just pointed out before, Israel has started this. Israel conducts a campaign of provoke, provoke, provoke until they get a response. Then they act like the response is the initiating event for an escalation. William Hague is out there, out in Great Britain, Foreign Secretary William Hague is saying, all options are open on Syria. Well, okay, William, if you feel that way, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's your bright day glow orange jumpsuit left over from Abu Ghraib. I'm sorry, we ran out of the desert camo. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we're going to call Assad and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. But after that whopper of a lie we were all told about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, you will forgive the rest of the world's population if we sit this one out and keep our kids safe at home. Every time I see somebody screaming about how war in pick a country, any country, is a good thing, my first response is, well, if you think this is such a good idea, why are you here? Why aren't you over there? Why are you here trying to get other people's children to go over and commit this murder and mayhem that you think is so important? There's one thing that we can admire when we look back at earlier warmongering leaders like Alexander the Great or Napoleon. They led their own armies into battle. They took the risks with their troops. It's not like our current crop of warmongers who huddle in their little underground bunkers in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street and send other people out to commit mass murder wrapped in a pretty flag. Now, up in Turkey, Erdogan is sort of whining and crying that he was expecting the United States to take a more direct role with the invasion of Syria by now. And I think part of the purpose of this story, which was over in Hurriyet Daily News, is to try and make it look like there's some kind of a coalition that wants to go into Syria, whether it's Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Turkey and the rest of it. No, it isn't. It's Israel and the U.S. who wants this. But we're still seeing this kind of dragging of the feet coming from the White House. And I think the reason for that is very simple. There are two factors at work here. One, Russia has sent a clear, unequivocal message to the United States. If you go into Syria and or Iran, Russia will turn it into the new Vietnam and simply wear the United States down in a war of attrition. Russia has the resources to do it. The United States is militarily and financially and politically exhausted. They're not going to win a new Vietnam. The second aspect, and this is one that you would think Israel would be paying attention to, Syria and Iran, and for that matter Hezbollah in Lebanon, have thousands and thousands of missiles that they could unleash against Israel at a moment's notice. And if they all did it at the same time, Iron Dome can't shoot them all down. And maybe Obama is thinking that it's not a good idea to provoke this, because I think he understands the next major incursion will provoke a regional war. And we know that Iron Dome is not the panacea, wonder weapon cure-all it was advertised to be. Its performance during Operation, not Castled, the more recent one, Pillar of Fire, into Gaza, it actually intercepted very, very few of those Hamas rockets, mostly because those Hamas rockets can't fly a straight line. Meanwhile, Russia has deployed an additional two ships to their Mediterranean fleet. They're rebuilding the Mediterranean fleet again. And these two new ships are landing ships, these large forward deployed, go up on the beach, unload tanks, so forth, similar to the American assault ships. So they've added those as well. Russia is sending a signal. If they want to, they will go into Syria to protect Assad from the U.S. aggression. We all need to be asking ourselves, do we really want to risk a war with Russia to prop up the Federal Reserve System, which is ultimately what this is really all about? Because Russia does have nuclear weapons, and they do have ICBMs that can reach the continental United States of America. And we know the United States cannot succeed in a prolonged conventional ground war over there in Central Asia. And that means once we step across that line into that war, sometime between that point and final capitulation by the United States government, they will turn those little brass keys in the silos. The missiles will fly, the mushrooms will sprout, and it'll be a lousy day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. And I can't think of a stupider reason to incinerate the surface of planet Earth than to prop up a piece of ink with paper all over it. Piece of paper with ink all over it. Getting ahead of myself. But that's really what they're talking about. These money junkies are so crazy. We already know from history, hundreds of millions of human beings have been sent to death and disfigurement to prop up this scam banking system. Will they risk a nuclear war? Sure, they got their bunkers. They're all set to go down underneath, and they've got the, you know, like the Greenbriars and Mount Weather and all these other places and their underground vaults where they've piled up all their riches. They'll stay down there until the radiation fades and come up, and oh, the Earth will be theirs, and there'll be none of these billions of useless eaters to get in the way. And then they'll realize they didn't bother to take anybody down there who actually knows how to fix the wiring and plumbing. And they'll go, oops, silly us. The Pentagon is asking for another $79 billion for the Afghan war. Gee, that's funny. I thought they were telling us this thing was pretty much wrapped up and over. And this is $79 billion over and above the $526 billion the Pentagon was asking for, which was supposed to include all the costs of all the ongoing wars. So, maybe they're going to spend some of that money taking over the CIA drone operations. The Obama administration apparently chafing at all the criticism they're getting from around the world about these drone strikes, which are acts of terror and war crimes, by any reasonable definition of those words. They're now transferring some of these CIA drone strike operations over to the Pentagon, which isn't going to mean a bit of difference to those people on the other end of those things getting blown to bloody bits. They're still walking around their town, their village, their home, going about their lives, going to the marketplace, saying hi to people that they know, hi to their classmates, just living ordinary lives, and all of a sudden, with no warning, there's a horrendous explosion. And an average of 50 people they know, have grown up with, lived their lives with, are lying in bloody shreds before them. Obama is doing to these countries with the drones what Hitler did to Britain with the V-1 buzz bomb, which was the world's first cruise missile, and the V-2, which was the world's first ballistic missile. Random strikes of terror and explosion to terrorize the British people into forcing their government to capitulate to Nazi Germany's demands. And it didn't work. The V-1 and V-2 hardened the resolve of the British people to support the British government no matter what. And Nazi Germany lost. It begs the imagination why the U.S. government would think that the people in Yemen and Pakistan and Afghanistan that are being hit by these drones are going to react any differently. And so far, they aren't. So far, they aren't reacting any differently. Speaking of drones, Israel is now the world's largest drone exporter. It now accounts for 10% of Israel's military exports. Would somebody answer a question to me? If Israel has this huge munitions industry that is exporting weapons, why is the U.S. taxpayer still having to pay to send Israel weapons to defend itself? Supposedly, they use them for offense. Israel doesn't really need our support. They have a huge armaments industry of their very own. And still the American people are looted $30 billion a year to Israel at a time when we simply cannot afford it. Why does that continue to be done? And by the way, all of that money taken from the American people, four times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program so far, and no giant leap for mankind, I might add, all of that money is a violation of United States law. It is a violation of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act. It's a violation of the Glenn Act, because Israel is a nuclear-armed state that will not sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and will not allow IAEA inspections, has been caught trying to sell nuclear weapons on the black market to South Africa, which is the very activity the NNPT was supposed to prevent. So why do they need our money? They don't need it, they just want it. They think it's their divine right. We'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I had to comment on what you just commented on. I noticed on press TV yesterday that South Korea's entire air missile defense system was all Israeli made. And I thought, well, if it's so good to sell, you know, it's marketable, why doesn't Israel use theirs in this Iron Dome stuff?
Yeah, that's exactly right here. And, you know, Israel gets free weapons from the American taxpayer, which they reverse engineer, and then they promptly sell that technology to some countries who don't actually like us all that much. And they're just making the money hand over fist. And it's like I said before we went to the commercial break. Israel doesn't need Americans' money. They just want it. And they have enough control of Congress to make sure they will continue to get it.
Yeah, there's another thing I wanted to comment on. On TED TV, there's this Aaron Huey, America's Native Prisoners of War. It's all about the Sioux Indians.
Yes.
But as you watch that video like that and you see the, what do you call it, the desperation of the Sioux Indians and their reservations and stuff, I couldn't help but just think of Palestine when I looked at that or watched it, you know?
Yes.
The destruction that the Americans, I mean, that's the only way that Americans will ever understand what goes on in Palestine is by seeing what we've actually done to the American Indians. It's the same exact thing.
Well, you know, it's funny because Israel likes to point to America's treatment of the Native Americans and saying, hey, you did that, so you have no grounds to complain about how we treat, you know, others within these territories we're conquering. My reply to that is I was not alive back when the West was being opened up and the Indians were being abused. And I have been very critical of that also at my website. We are alive today, here and now. And we should not allow evils that were allowed to persist in the past to restrain us from trying to deal with the evils that are right here, right now, before us.
It's a different scenario, though, because today it's racism, whereas before it was just conquering the West and stuff.
Now, there was a racist component to it as well. The Native Americans were viewed as inferior by the Europeans because the Native Americans didn't live the same way the Europeans did. Didn't have the technology the Europeans did, didn't worship the same way the Europeans did, was really the core of most of the racism against the Native Americans. And, you know, on review, if you look at the Native Americans, they had a high culture. They're finding even across the United States right now more and more relics of a highly advanced society that may have just been in a period of decline when Columbus and the explorers showed up. But I think certainly for the environmental people, they understand that the Native Americans were fully integrated into their natural world to an extent that we don't see from the people coming over from Europe, and they did influence and change their environment a lot more. They didn't just run around the trees. They did a lot of large-scale environmental changes to create grasslands with which game would gather in. They just did things differently, but they were doing very, very interesting things. But you're absolutely right. You know, bad things have happened in history, but that doesn't mean we should allow bad things in the present to continue unchallenged. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.